捷径空中美语
Landmark English。
Hello everyone and welcome to Landmark English. Today we are on our Landmark Times unit. That's right, we're talking about news. But before we do, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hey everybody, it's Joe.
All right, Joe. Hey, what are you listening to? I think you actually have an iPod there, right?
That's right, this is my iPod. You know, whenever I go out, it's always with me because I love listening to my Apple iPod.But you know, I've been hearing some great things about something called the Apple iPhone that's coming out.
That's right. It's all over the news, and people are really excited about it. I remember it started maybe a year ago. People were saying that the next big product that Apple would release would be a phone, and I guess that's true. So they've actually shown it. It's not going to be out for a while, though, so we can't buy it right now. But we can learn about its features, and that's actually the first story that we're going to look at today.But we're also going to talk about the bullet train in Taiwan. That's right, there's a new way to get down south. All right, listeners, please open up your magazines as we read through these two stories.
Technology. Apple's magical iPhone unveiled.U.S. computer maker Apple has made the leap into the communications industry by revealing its new iPhone. The long-awaited mobile phone was showcased by Apple founder Steve Jobs in San Francisco. The iPhone combines the power of the popular iPod music and movie player, a 2.0 megapixel camera with up to 8 gigabyte storage, and a cell phone. Perhaps the coolest feature is the large touchscreen.Just one touch, and you can make a phone call or choose a song to listen to.
Society. Bullet Train unites Taiwan. Taiwan's high-speed train service finally got rolling in January 2007, as its futuristic white and orange trains pulled out of Taipei for the first time. It signaled a new era of modernity. The trains, which can reach speeds of 300 kilometers per hour.Are expected to revolutionize transportation on the island. The journey from Taipei to Kaohsiung will be cut from over 4 hours to just 90 minutes.
Experts such as Hank Huang of the Taiwan Institute of Economic Research said that Taiwan can now compete with top Asian cities like Hong Kong and Shanghai. With the opening of the world's largest BOT, Build, Operate, Transfer Project,Taiwan Island will go on to become Taiwan City, Huang went on to say.
Currently, there are 8 stations along the high-speed rail line, which hopes to draw 150,000 passengers per day. This high-speed service is thought to be able to change how people live and work along Taiwan's west coast, home to 90% of the island's 23 million people.
Headlines. Global News. Science.U.S.-made calf reopens clone debate.
Archaeology. Skull supports theory of human migration.
Health. Scientists identify Alzheimer's gene in study.
Politics. U.S. and Iraqis are wrangling over war plans.
Local news. Agents raid Rebar Group headquarters.
Okay, listeners, let's go through our first story. It's under technology. Let's take a look at the headline. Apple's magical iPhone unveiled. All right, so we're talking about the Apple Computer Company, and we're talking about their new product called the iPhone. It makes sense that it's called the iPhone because their music or MP3 players are called iPods. Now, when you unveil something, it means you show something that is hidden. And of course, before this, we didn't know what the iPhone looked like. But Apple has unveiled it. It has showed it to the public, and we say it's magical because there are a lot of things that this phone can do.
All right, let's get into the story here. The first sentence says, U.S. computer maker Apple has made the leap into the communications industry by revealing its new iPhone. So this U.S. computer maker Apple, that well-known company that makes computers, but also things like iPods and a lot of other products as well, they've made the leap into the communications industry. The word leap is like a word for jump, so it's like we're saying the Apple company is jumping into the communications industry, meaning they're going to start making things in regards to communications, like the iPhone. And they did this by revealing their new iPhone. If you reveal something, it's like you show it to the world for the first time. So they're jumping into the communications industry, starting to make these iPhones, and they revealed it, meaning that they showed it to the world.
Now, the long-awaited mobile phone was showcased by Apple founder Steve Jobs in San Francisco. All right, so we talked about the company revealing its new iPhone, and we say that this mobile phone, or this cell phone, has been long-awaited. This means that people have been expecting it, they've been waiting for it, and they're really excited. Now, we say that it was showcased. It was basically shown to the public by Apple founder Steve Jobs. So Steve Jobs is the man that actually made the company. He was the one that founded the company. And it makes sense that he showcased this new iPhone in San Francisco because that's where Apple is located.
The iPhone combines the power of the popular iPod music and movie player, a 2.0 megapixel camera with up to 8 gigabyte storage, and a cell phone. So these are all the things that come together with the iPhone in one little package. It has the power of the popular iPod music and movie player, so you can play your favorite songs and you can also download and watch videos on this iPhone as well. Now, in addition, it has a 2.0 megapixel camera. Now, megapixel just means the resolution or how clear the photos will be when you take them. It also has 8 gigabyte storage and a cell phone. So 8 gigabyte storage just means how much stuff you can fit on the phone, kind of like the hard drive on your computer. And in addition to all that, obviously it's also a cell phone, so you can listen to music, you can put pictures and videos, and you can store pretty much anything you want on the iPhone too, and you can make telephone calls.
Wow, it sounds like it can do almost anything. But perhaps the coolest feature is the large touch screen. So here we're saying, well, it does all of these things, but actually probably the best thing about it, so the coolest feature, something that this phone can do, is the large touch screen. And that's true. This phone actually doesn't have any buttons. The entire phone is just a screen, and you touch the screen, and then you can decide what it will do.
Just one touch, and you can make a phone call or choose a song to listen to. So this touch screen, it's kind of like what you see when you go to an ATM. You can just touch the screen, and it just does whatever you want it to do, just based on what you touch on the screen. So you can pick what you want to do. You can make a phone call, you can choose a song, you can use the camera. So it's very convenient, and it sounds like it's very easy to use as well.
That's true. Actually, I can't wait until they actually come out so I can play with one and see what it can do. All right, listeners, let's go on to our second piece of news. It's society now, and we're talking about Taiwan. Let's take a look at the headline, Bullet Train Unites Taiwan. So everyone's already heard of this bullet train, this really super fast train that links Taipei to Kaohsiung. And it's really great because people believe that this bullet train will be able to unite Taiwan, because before people believed that Taipei and Kaohsiung were really far apart and it would take a long time to get there, but now it's much easier because of this bullet train.
The story begins with Taiwan's high-speed train service finally got rolling in January 2007. So this is just talking about the beginning of the bullet train or high-speed rail service. We say that it got rolling. Now, we can take this to mean two different things. If something gets rolling, it's a way of saying that something has begun. You can use that to describe anything, but we're talking about a train here, so it literally rolls on its wheels. So it got rolling, or it got moving in January of 2007.
Now, as its futuristic white and orange trains pulled out of Taipei for the first time, it signaled a new era of modernity. All right, so we know the bullet train. It's interesting because they have these white and orange trains. That's how you know it's the bullet train, and it looks quite futuristic. It looks like something from the future. Now, when they pulled out of Taipei, this is what we use to describe a train that's actually leaving a station. Well, when they pulled out of Taipei for the first time, it signaled a new era of modernity. So here we're just saying it was basically a sign. It was giving a message that Taiwan has entered a new time or a new era of modernity, meaning that Taiwan is a modern country.
The trains, which can reach speeds of 300 kilometers per hour, are expected to revolutionize transportation on the island. So this is how fast these trains can go. They can actually get up to speeds of 300 kilometers per hour. And because they can move so quickly, they are expected to revolutionize transportation on the island. If you revolutionize something, it just means that you bring about great and sudden change to something. So because these trains can move so fast and get around the island so fast, of course that will change the way that people travel. Now when we talk about people traveling, we refer to something called transportation. It just means how people get around, how they travel. Things like cars and trucks and trains and planes, anything that gets people from point A to point B can be referred to as transportation.
And the bullet train has definitely revolutionized transportation because the journey from Taipei to Kaohsiung will be cut from over 4 hours to just 90 minutes. And that is a huge difference. So in the past, if you wanted to take the train from Taipei to Kaohsiung, you would actually have to sit in the train for 4 hours. But now it's just 90 minutes, so it's a lot more convenient, and probably more people will want to take the trip now.
And this has a lot of people very excited. Experts such as Hank Huang of the Taiwan Institute of Economic Research said that Taiwan can now compete with top Asian cities like Hong Kong and Shanghai. So these two cities, Hong Kong and Shanghai, they both have very modern transportation systems that allow people to travel very easily around these very large cities. So now that Taiwan has its own system of getting around the island, Hank Huang of the Taiwan Institute of Economic Research says that Taiwan will now be able to compete because it will be easier for people to do business in different cities in Taiwan, and to get from place to place will be a whole lot easier as well. So now Taiwan will be able to compete with these major players in the world business scene.
Now, with the opening of the world's largest BOT, Build, Operate, Transfer project, Taiwan Island will go on to become Taiwan City, Huang went on to say. All right, so here we're talking about the bullet train. And so it's actually the world's largest BOT, or Build, Operate, Transfer project. Let's take a look at that word, operate. When you operate something, it means that you use it. But we usually use this word to describe using machinery. For example, we could say, when you are in a factory, you need to be able to operate machinery so that you can make the products. Now, this project is actually the largest BOT project, one of the world's largest. Now, let's take a look. So we already learned that BOT means Build, Operate, Transfer. And it basically means that a company is hired to build the system, in this case the bullet train system. Then they have to operate it for a few years before they have to transfer it to the government. So eventually, this whole system will be owned by Taiwan. But for now, it's owned by the company that actually built it for Taiwan. Now, Hank Huang actually says Taiwan Island will go on to become Taiwan City. And he says this because now we have the bullet train. Transportation is much easier. And so it's actually uniting all of these cities in the island of Taiwan.
Currently, there are 8 stations along the high-speed rail line, which hopes to draw 150,000 passengers per day. So right now, there's 8 stations with plans for more to be completed later, along this whole high-speed rail line, and they're hoping to draw or to bring in 150,000 passengers per day. So they're hoping a lot of people will use this service every single day, so Taiwan Island will become Taiwan City, so everybody will be moving more freely around the island.
It really does look like a lot of people will be able to use these trains. Now, this high-speed service is thought to be able to change how people live and work along Taiwan's west coast. home to 90% of the island's 23 million people. So here we learn that most of the people in Taiwan actually live on the west coast. And so the bullet train is going to change the way we live and work, because let's say now it's possible for people to travel greater distances in shorter periods of time. So maybe they can actually live further away from their work. Okay, listeners, now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们的 The Landmark Times 首先要看的是 technology 跟科技有关。那么我们首先来看看在第一句里面呢，我们讲到 US computer maker Apple has made the leap into the communications industry by revealing its new iPhone。在这里呢 ,leap 在这里当作是名词，代表是一个跨越的意思。所以当我们讲到 a leap of imagination 代表的就是一种思维想象力的发挥。举个例子， It takes a leap of imagination to design this new product. 其实啊，要设计这种 iPhone 需要的呢正是 a leap of imagination， 一种想象力的发挥。而事实上另外一个常用的片语叫做 by leaps and bounds， B-O-U-N-D-S，则是有迅速地、突飞猛进地。Andrew's German is improving by leaps and bounds. Andrew 的德文呢，正迅速地呢进步当中。所以呢，这个 leap 其实呢，常用来当作名词之外，也可以用来当作是动词。它的过去式 leapt， 过去分词也是 leapt， 拼为 L-E-A-P-T。Frank leapt up the stairs three at a time. Frank 一步三级的呢，就这么跳上楼梯。另外，我们常常讲的三思而后行，英文就说 look before you leap， 在你跳之前要先看清楚。这里的 leap 也是用来当做动词。接着，在这一段当中的呢，第二句的开头写着 the long-awaited mobile phone。这里用的形容词 long awaited， 它呢只用在名词的前面，解释成为期盼已久的。We finally got our long awaited pay rise， 等了好久，终于等到了我们加薪的机会。其实 await 这个动词呢是一种比较正式的用法，解释成为期待，或者是呢即将发生在什么样的人身上。举个例子来说， A terrible surprise awaited them at Mr. Wang's house. 一件可怕的意外即将降临在他们家上面。所以在这里的 await 则是有即将发生的意思。接下来我们看看第二则关于 society 的新闻。在这里的第二段中间的句子写着， With the opening of the world's largest BOT project， 在这里 with 开头接着一个名词片语，代表的呢是一种附带的状态。所以这次高铁呢是一种所谓的 BOT project， 而 BOT 代表的呢就是 Build Operate Transfer，由政府新建营运，再来移转给民间的厂商来经营，这种的建案就叫做 BOT project.
Now it's time for a short break, but don't go away, we'll be right back. Alright, our first one is science. U.S. made calf reopens clone debate. Alright, here we're talking about something being made in America. We're actually talking about an animal, a calf, basically a baby cow. Now, this baby cow is actually a clone, meaning an exact copy of a baby cow. And this is why we say it reopens this clone debate.Some people believe that we shouldn't be cloning things. They think it's dangerous. But because the U.S., they've developed this calf clone, well, now we're debating about it again.
Skull supports theory of human migration. Now, the skull, that's the bone that's in your head that protects your brain. Now, this is a very old skull that was found by archaeologists. And it supports their theory or their idea of human migration. Human migration is just how humans have moved around the world and gone to the different places that they now inhabit. The theory of human migration states that humans started off in Africa and gradually moved out to different areas of the world. Well, this skull that was found supports the theory or the idea that they have of how people have moved around the world and come to be where they are now.
Next is health. Scientists identify Alzheimer's gene in study. So here we learn that scientists, they're able to see which gene in our bodies might give us Alzheimer's, or at least tells them who is going to have Alzheimer's depending on what genes that they have. So they did some research and they've identified it. Usually when you identify something, it means you recognize it. So these scientists now know which gene a person might have. They'll know that person will actually get Alzheimer's.
And in politics, U.S. and Iraqis are wrangling over war plans. Now, this refers to the ongoing conflict in Iraq. The United States Army is still there, and they have passed on control of the Iraqi government to the Iraqi people. So now they are wrangling. Wrangling is just a word for fighting over how they are going to continue to fight this war and how this conflict will continue in Iraq.
Okay, and now it's time to look at local news. And the headline is, Agents Raid Rebar Group Headquarters. All right, so here we're talking about agents. Agents are, of course, people who work for the government in this case. And they raid the Rebar Group headquarters. I think we all know that the Rebar Group, they're a big company in Taiwan. And if we talk about the headquarters of a place, it just means, well, the most important part of the company. For example, in Taiwan, the company Honghai, they have their headquarters in Taiwan. That's where all of their managers are. That's where all of the important decisions are made, even though the company might have factories somewhere else or in another country. But here we're talking about the Rebar Group. And this company is going through a few legal problems right now, so government agents, they've raided the headquarters. Now, when we talk about agents, or let's say police officers, raiding a company, it means they go in, they check files, they collect evidence, they collect things that are going to show them that the company was doing something wrong. Okay, listeners, that's it for our headlines. Now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
接着我们来看看这些 headlines， 我们要注意几个动词。首先看的是跟 health 有关的 ，scientists identify Alzheimer's gene in study。identify 在这里呢，则是有确定或者是发现的意思。那么呢，当我们讲到呢 identify， 还有常用的意思有认出、识别。我们常常觉得法国人呢，他的呢这个口音很重，所以我们就说了。His accent identified him as a Frenchman. 一听他的口音啊，就知道他是个法国人。另外，在下一则的新闻里面有个动词 wrangle。wrangle 呢，指的就是吵架、争论。而针对什么事情来吵架、争论，要搭配的介系词就是 over。同样的 ，wrangle 这个字也可以用来当作是名词。
Okay, listeners, so we went through two stories today, and of course the first one was about Apple's new iPhone. Even though it's not on sale yet, we know what the iPhone looks like and what it can do. It has a really great feature, and that's its large touchscreen.
And then we moved on to talking about the brand new high-speed rail line that has united Taiwan and made travel around Taiwan so much easier because the trains can go between Taipei and Kaohsiung in just 90 minutes.
All right, listeners, now it's time to go through today's vocabulary.
Leap. Walking on the moon for the first time was a giant leap for mankind. Reveal. The investigators revealed that the company had done animal testsillegally. Transportation. Public transportation in this major city is easy and cheap to use. Operate. James doesn't know how to operate the machine. Clone. This baby sheep is a clone that was made from a single adult cell. Identify. The biologist can identify over 1,000 species on site alone. Raid.Police and FBI received permission to raid the criminal secret hideout.
Okay, listeners, and now it's time for Landmark Chat.
Landmark Chat.
So, Joe, today we've talked about the bullet train in Taiwan. Do you think you'll actually go on the bullet train sometime soon?
Oh, definitely. I definitely hope to try it out sometime soon because, well, just for the sheer speed of it, I don't know what it's like to travel at such speeds as 300 kilometers per hour. I remember reading about bullet trains when they first came out, like in places like Japan, and I was so fascinated just how they can travel so fast and still be, like, you know, in control. I mean, it's a really great speed, and just the sheer convenience of it, being able to get from here down to Kaohsiung. I mean, one of my favorite places to go in Taiwan is to go down to Kenting, but before, I would normally, you know, either take the train or the bus down to Kaohsiung, and it would take quite a while. I'd have to allow for a lot of travel time, but now it's going to make going there so much easier.
Well, for me, when I usually want to go to Kaohsiung, I actually take a flight. I take the plane. But here it's interesting because now with the bullet train, it actually doesn't take that much longer compared to a flight. For instance, if you're going to take a plane, well, you have to make sure that you arrive at the airport early, you check in, then you get on the plane, and the flight is maybe just a little less than an hour long, maybe 40, 45 minutes. Then you get there. Well, you know what? The bullet train isn't that much longer because it might be 90 minutes long, but you can arrive at the train station and hop on the train almost immediately. So it's definitely very convenient, and I actually hope to try it out sometime soon as well. But hey, Joe, do you think it's true what Hank Huang said in today's article about how this bullet train is going to be able to unite Taiwan?
I think it's possible because, like we said, it's going to make it so much easier to get from place to place in Taiwan. And say if somebody from Kaohsiung wants to do some business in Taipei, well, it's only a 90-minute trip away. So it's definitely going to unite the island, I think. Well, at least the west coast of the island, because that's where the bullet train is. So it's almost going to be like traveling within a very large city. Just getting from place to place will be so much easier. So I think his prediction is probably going to be proven true.
Well, I think you're right, mainly because there are 8 stations along the high-speed rail line, and they are expecting a lot of people to actually use the bullet train. Okay, that's it for Landmark Chat. All right, listeners, please join us next time on Landmark English. Until then, my name is Lily.
And my name is Joe.
See you next time.